Hello, welcome back, everybody.
Hi.
We're going to take a quick roll call before we get started.
Yes.
Who's here?
Gina's here.
Tiff is here.
Jess is here.
And Nikki's here. We were missing a couple girls right now because Bose works late and yep. We did the shoot earlier.
Yep.
And then Gio was supposed to be here, but she had some mom stuff that she was taking care of.
Mom yep. stuff.
But that's kind of fitting because today I wanted to talk about family.
Yeah.
We got the holidays coming up.
I just realized I can't do this episode without knowing what the hell we're talking about.
is that different from any other
episode,
why.
Gina?
I had an inkling of an idea before, but the moment you said today we're talking about, I was like, oh my God, what are we talking about? Did I agree to this?
Gina showed up late, by the way.
I did.
She showed up late and had no idea what we were doing.
I had a good reason.
She helped a stranger get an Uber to find his baby mama. Yeah.
That's such a nice thing to do in the holiday season.
She helped a family.
That's true.
Yeah, see? I let a dude jump into my car.
A complete stranger.
You know,
but he was
murdered,
like this adorable, like chubby, like thick-rimmed glasses.
Yeah,
you
gotta judge a book by its cover.
I was not picturing a chubby hipster. Because when you said hipster, I just picture like a skinny guy that looked like he could either be a hipster or he could be homeless.
Stereotype.
Yeah.
He looks like Seth Rogen if he was a dad.
Oh. This is a hipster. He's been drinking way too much ghee in his coffee. I don't know if you could tell, but we're on a different set. It looks really similar to our old set. But we're coming up with a new set for 2020. So
yeah.
We're in a temporary set right now, but let's get into this. So, holidays, guys, in America, for those of you people that aren't from America that are listening, we do Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they're super tied together. And you see your family typically at one or both of those things.
Yeah.
So, it can either be a really happy time for people that are like, oh my God, I miss my family so much, and we do all these cool things. Or some people get a little sad because they're like, I don't really see my family that much, or I don't really have any family, or we don't do really cool things. It's like kind of depressing or whatever. And I think I think it's really important to
acknowledge those people.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
True.
Because
the ones that nobody loves. Uh-huh. I'm kidding.
Gina, she's coming out with the roast.
I'm kidding. That's what I do for holidays. I roast everyone in my family. Like just
I haven't been invited in a few years.
Oh. So you're one of these people
roasting on an open fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I feel like people out there think that they're alone in the whole holiday family thing.
I think that's what a big part of that seasonal depression thing is, like holiday season affects some people just because it's
holidays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't suicide rates go up too?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, aren't you glad you listened to this podcast?
Jesus Christ. Happy holidays, everybody. Ring ting ting a ling ding 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 a ling ding.
You're good.
Such a happy episode.
Nobody loves you this year.
Oh, wow.
Well, there go our sponsors.
Oh, no.
Can we say hey, bitch yet?
I've always been really curious to see how everyone like celebrates their holidays because everyone does it different. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to. Here's the thing. All right, I'm going to put it out there right now. I hate white people food on Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
I truly do.
Gina.
Wow.
So you just like, I want to talk about this later.
Yeah.
But you cannot just eat like fucking Vietnamese dim food? Sum for Thanksgiving. It doesn't work like
She's
that.
She's Vietnamese.
Man.
Will.
It doesn't
She's
work
gonna
like that.
For breakfast.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Here. See, the thing is, turkey is shit.
Oh, of course, everyone knows that.
No, no,
it's so
no,
dry.
White people don't like turkey.
Okay, good.
We just eat a lot of duck or what?
Yeah, I like duck. We had prime rib last year. Mm, like, if someone brings a turkey to my house, you're getting thrown out.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't like it.
I will let you know, though, like, not all white people eat the same Thanksgiving because my dad is from the South and he's a Texan. And, like, so he'll fucking barbecue ribs.
Oh,
he'll do
yeah.
all kinds of shit on Thanksgiving but I have to request a traditional Thanksgiving dinner in order
Cute.
To get it. So not everyone is the same.
Okay.
Some
good.
People like a tradition, okay, Gina?
We
usually go to my Filipino side for Thanksgiving, and what's interesting though because like everyone married a different race, so it's like the core Filipino family, and we have pancet, and we have rice and lumpia, and all of the traditional adobo. Yes, you can.
I've never had Filipino
adobo.
Yeah,
what
not
you haven't?
Not even once.
Wait, you've never had Filipino food?
I don't
really?
Think so
my the God, fuck?
Yes. I don't really know that many Filipino.
I'm gonna bring some leftovers.
She's sitting right here. That's so rude.
But she's like the whitest Filipino.
That's true. I learned how to cook all the Filipino dishes from my mom, my white mom, who learned from my Filipino grandma.
There's like awesome. There's like a white space in between the Filipino, so I feel like there's a notch of like a goodness got taken out.
She threw cream cheese in there.
She doesn't put quite enough spice or something. Like something is not going to be good enough, I feel like. I want to go to your grandma, like your actual Filipino grandma's house.
Yeah, dude, she makes the best food, the best lumpia by far.
Oh, yeah, we're going to put a lumpia in your mouth for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But because the hinge app comes later, you know? But because there's like so many in-laws, there's like white people food. So they've got the turkey, all the traditional foods, the cranberry sauce.
And that's my favorite, by the way. Cranberry sauce. And really? It has to come from the can. That's my favorite.
Yeah, right?
Me too. Yeah. That gelatinous, like you just have to shake the can and then it plops
down. It's still in the shape of the can and then you just slice it in between the ridges. Rings,
So y'all just get like a slice of cranberry sauce.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. That's bomb. Yeah, I love it.
Like that. Mixed with like, I like to mix it. I'm a mixer.
Ew. What do you mix it with?
On like cornbread and my mashed potatoes.
I put it with my mashed potatoes too. It tastes really good with mashed potatoes.
I'll allow it. It's pretty good.
Especially if you make a sandwich with all that shit the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The moist maker. My Thanksgivings every year, it was always, so my birthday is on the 29th of November, so sometimes it's like right after, actually this year it lands on Black Friday, I believe. Ooh. So Thanksgiving's always like shared with my birthday. And because of that, every year around the holidays, because like for me, the holidays begin like Halloween or sometimes it'll be Thanksgiving. And then I'm like, oh my God, it's the holidays already? Where did the year go by? Like, oh my God, every year it sneaks up on me.
Yeah.
Every year. Yeah. And I'm like, damn it. And then there's Christmas. And then right after Christmas is Isaac's birthday. And I'm like, oh my God. So this time of the year, it goes by so fast.
Isn't it funny how when you're a kid, it takes forever to get to the holidays? But when you're an adult, you're like, wasn't it just January? What the hell?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's going to be 2020 soon.
I know.
Don't. Gina, stop.
Oh my God.
Stop. I'm going to be older next year. Like every other year, but really old next year.
Dude, I legit forgot that aging was part of a birthday this year.
Like, you're still so we gave you a good birthday.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like people were like, what'd you do for your birthday? And I was like, I did this and this. And they're like, how old are you? I was like, oh shit, I forgot.
It's
like,
out of your now.
Change in age. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, so is there, I know that Tiff has different plans this year for Thanksgiving. What are you guys' plans?
Well, I guess I'll start then.
Yeah.
Oh my God, guys, I'm so freaking excited for this year. So I have finally booked my solo trip that I have been dying to do like practically my whole life. I've always wanted to do a solo trip and not just any like any destination.
Where are you going, girl?
I'm going to Bora Bora.
Oh my God.
I'm going to Bora Bora. And I'm so freaking... So for the last 10 years, Bora Bora has been like my heaven on earth, like my dream destination. Like if you asked me, if you had a plane ticket anywhere in the world right now, where would you go? My answer for the last 10 years has been Bora Bora.
Wow. And finally made that shit happen,
and then
girl.
Now it's happening. So I'm
treat yourself.
Dreams are happening. Dreams are coming true.
So you're doing the opposite of the holiday.
Yeah, completely opposite.
She's walking off on her own.
And this really was your golden year then.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the end of your golden year.
It totally, it's like such, so I'm turning 30 this year and so I'm going to end up spending Thanksgiving and my birthday alone. And it sounds sad, but I am so excited. And like, this is literally the one thing that I have just been dreaming for. And like, I feel like my soul needs it. Like, yeah. I've never experienced being alone. Like for my entire life, you know, I had Isaac when I was 18 and I've been in a relationship ever since I was 16. Like, I've just never really had alone time.
You're gonna
like,
love it.
Alone.
How long are you going for?
So it's about a week. Yeah.
Can you imagine like she's sitting on the beach with a drink and then like Isaac and Casey are having a meltdown messaging her? And she's just like, fuck them.
No, it's blame cute. It on no Wi-Fi, fuck them kids. No signal.
No, I actually told Casey, I'm like, listen, I'll text you every night to tell you, like, to make sure that I'm safe. So I'm literally just going to text, I'm safe, and then turn my phone off. Like, don't bother me. No one, like, world does not exist. But it's so cute because they're going to go camping during the time that I'm gone. Aww. So like they're going to spend like father son time. It's so cute.
Just them two alone? Or family.
Just the two of them.
Oh, that's so cute.
I'm about to ruin this dream. The moment you pull up to the airport in Bora Bora, I'm like, sup.
I'm like, no, Gina, leave.
Let's talk about work. podcast, JK, news, no. videos.
No, no, no. You're so mean, Gina.
I want to be included in everything.
She's like, oh, someone's having a good time this holiday? Not for long.
No, without me.
Damn.
No, but I did feel really guilty, though, booking this trip because
Gina. Isaac will get over it. He'll be camping. He'll be doing boy stuff.
Yeah, fuck them kids.
Because he is, like, that entire week that I'm gone, he's out of school, and, like, I rarely get to see him, so I feel really guilty, but Casey ended up convincing me, like, I think you really need this trip, and don't worry, Isaac's going to be fine. We're going to spend time together. But he saw it in my eyes, like, you need this. And also, because I was looking...
That's a good man.
Yeah, he's such a good guy. So I was also trying to look for a cheaper destination, because Bora Bora is freaking expensive, and it takes forever to get there, because it's in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And so I was trying to look at, like, Hawaii or somewhere in the Caribbean, and, like,
it's not special.
It's yeah, Casey was like, honestly, he's like, baby, no matter where you go, if it's not Bora Bora, it's not going to make you happy. So yeah, you should go to Bora Bora. And man, I'm like, man, I love you. Thank you. Okay, I'm booking it.
Aw, yeah. That's cute.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for you. Oh, my God. Send us some hoe photos.
I'll try.
Yeah.
I need a tripod.
I know. Yeah, you're going to be by yourself.
Yeah. We're also doing something completely different this Thanksgiving. We're going to Vegas, but my whole family's going to Vegas. It's a similar thing where my brother, wife, so my sister-in-law, it's her birthday, and her 21st birthday.
Whoa.
Yeah. Ooh. And she's completely sober. She just had my godson.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to do something fun, and so the whole family just agreed to, like, go out to Vegas for Thanksgiving. Yeah, so it's weird because it's still family, but it's just a break in tradition. And then my grandma, my Filipino grandma, heard that we weren't gonna go to her Thanksgiving.
I'm coming, I'm going.
No, she's like, I'm gonna go to Vegas.
Oh, nice.
She's like, fuck this cooking thing.
Who's gonna feed Gina?
I know, I'm still trying to figure out where I'm going.
Yeah. She'll probably bring her pots and pans and cook in Vegas.
So cute.
Do that. She wakes up at 4 a.m. and she's like, I need to make food for people to eat.
Aww.
Oh my God, Filipino she's grandma's really the cute. Best. I wish I had a grandma.
Aww.
Oh no.
You know, grandma. Oh, dude, you should come with me.
Talk about that? Where are you going?
I'm going to Missouri.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
you're going and back half my family's into, like, white.
White people. Yeah,
yeah.
White people
you'll fit in just fine, dude.
Those are corn white people, though.
Half your people are white, but you still eat Vietnamese food on
she
Thanksgiving.
She said corn white people.
I'm not used to those.
I have a picture of their teeth are just corn. Hi, howdy.
Yeah,
one unbuttoned overall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not like that. They're so cute. But I'm going to Missouri, so my dad's birthday falls on the 27th, so I always come. So I'm actually going to be missing Thanksgiving a little bit, but I'm going for my dad's birthday.
Wow, so we're all missing Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm flying in, and I can only stay for like 2 days because I have work, but I'm flying in celebrating Thanksgiving earlier with my dad and his birthday, and then I'm going to fly out. But what we usually do for the holidays is, so I used to always spend the holidays or Thanksgiving with my mom's side of the family, and this is like my Chinese side, and they're like, what we do is we eat a ton, and then the uncles all get drunk, and then they gamble, and then
that's the best.
It's the best, right? But then lately I've been spending more time with my dad, so I would just fly to Missouri, and what's the fun part is half my family over there is white, like super white, like really
but
white.
I thought you didn't like the white Thanksgiving.
I don't, but I love the family.
Oh, okay. Like, why do you like them?
Because, like, okay, so my whole side of family, like, they're like large people, like American, white, tall as shit, and like they're like heavier set, but they're like the biggest teddy bears.
Wait, are you half?
No. This is my stepson.
Okay.
Family. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So, and they're like the sweetest people in the world, and then like this goes into like Christmas also, but, Grandpa. So let's say their last name. I'm not gonna give them the real last name. Let's say their last name is
Smith,
right? So, like, you don't call them by name or grandpa or whatever. You call them Grandpa Smith or Papa Smith.
Oh,
you
know, that's cute.
So white and it's so cute.
Actually, it's the normal thing is to call them like Pawpaw or like some weird name. Yeah.
I called my white. I actually both sides. I called them Papa, Papa and Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Papa, but it wasn't their like last name though. Yeah. It was like Papa Denny.
Yeah,
Papa
I would never use our family's last name. That's super weird.
Oh. But it's cute.
I'm new to this.
It's cute.
I'm new to this.
Papa Smith.
Yeah.
But like Grandpa Smith always wraps up a single candy bar for each kid, and he labels it
for Halloween.
For Christmas. Oh, he just gives us candy, like, candy bar. And he's like 1,000 years old, so it's like so cute. We all line up when we get our candies. I'm like a 30-year-old woman, like, I love this candy. Thank you. Like,
it's the cutest thing. So my on my Filipino side, for Christmas, they have the same Santa who's like their neighbor, like that from back when I was like before I was born. The same Santa every year comes in, and my aunt buys all the presents, and then he brings the presents.
Now
all the kids are like 30. We still have to sit on his lap. We still have to
okay,
sit on
that's
lap
a little
and get
weird.
Presents.
No, I'm down. Oh,
he's not creepy.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just
does he have kids?
It's funny.
Does this man have kids?
No. No, but he has a wife, so it's Mrs. Claus. Yeah. So Mrs. Claus is always there, too.
As long as Mrs. Claus is there, it's a little less creepy.
Yeah, and then he always, like, Mike, the neighbor, always comes over right after Santa leaves.
Cute.
He always misses it.
Did I miss something?
Yeah.
How cute.
He's like, dang it, I missed Santa Claus again. This is a decade in a row.
That's adorable. How did these traditions start?
I don't know. I think my aunt just likes to do cute little traditions like that. And so, and she's the one that always throws the parties. And she's very, like, hostess, yeah, like loves like to host a party and like have all the cool things there. And so, yeah, she does that. And then we usually do like a name drawing. So there's like secret Santas and there's all kinds of little shit like that. But we don't really do that anymore because my aunt and uncle got divorced. And so,
talk about a ripple through the whole family.
Jeez. So she still has like Santa come over to like her house, but it's
but now she's drunk and the kids don't
different.
Talk to
her. She just has a freaking martini and she's in a robe with a Santa. Go sit on Santa's lap. <Yeah. laughs>
Dumbasses, that's Mike the neighbor. Yeah.
You should know this by now. You're fucking 30 years old.
Oh, shit. He's here more than your dad ever was.
She's not white, Jess.
No offense to your aunt. No offense to you. Okay. I should have said it with an accent. I missed it. Wrong aunt.
How about you, Jess?
Oh, yeah. Let's throw it to me because I have the sad story.
Oh, no. Aww.
No. So
wait, let's throw it to the natives first, since it is their holiday.
I am going
to
start sweating when I tell this story. About this.
So what are you going to use for it?
So we're going to use our favorite new brand, Native deodorant.
Ooh.
Do you want to give that a little smell?
Smell it.
So Native is formulated without aluminum, parabens, and talc. Really, it is filled with ingredients found in nature, such as coconut oil, shea butter, and tapioca starch, and it's never tested on animals.
Clean and fresh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It smells really good. I love it. Joe has it, and I smelled him wearing it the other day at JK News, and I was like...
You use the deodorant to dry up those tears, girl. There you go. Just rub it on there. Anti-tear.
Anyway, so Native offers free shipping and returns. Also, making the switch to aluminum-free deodorant does not mean having to sacrifice on performance. Test it out and let us know. They have over 9,000 five-star reviews. And less is more with Native. Okay.
Have you guys ever accidentally licked deodorant?
What? Yeah. Accidentally?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean on a guy?
Happen? Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I thought you took a stick and we're like, oops.
But you licked a guy's armpits?
Yeah, because like we're just laying in bed and just like me being cheeky, I'm like, blah, you know, and then he accidentally moved. Because I was going for the titty.
Oh.
And he accidentally moved and I got a mouthful of deodorant. Antiperspirant makes your mouth dry, dry out immediately.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Never did that again.
Yikes.
Oh my gosh, that is disgusting. Well, if you guys want to try Native, for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code BTCH20 during checkout. Again, for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code BTCH20 during checkout.
And we also want to give a shout out to HelloFresh because HelloFresh is amazing. Mm-hmm. I know you like HelloFresh, Gina. What do you like about it?
Dude, send me more food, HelloFresh. Fuck the payment. I don't care. Oh, wait, am I allowed to say that? Hey. I got my shipment and it was really good. I made the tacos last week.
Yeah.
Man, I actually looked like I knew what I was doing. I do know what I was doing, but I looked like I really knew what I was doing.
You look cuter when you have yeah, like the right? packaging already.
And they send you an apron and like
I was about to ask you, did you wear the apron?
Oh yeah, I wore the apron and nothing else.
Oh. Is it for you? Or was it just for you?
Yeah.
You were she by just yourself. Set up the mirror.
I set up a mirror Gina. Right next to me, just watching myself cooking. Damn, girl, you look good.
You accidentally burn everything.
Yeah.
It's because I'm hot.
But it is very foolproof the way they do it.
It is. Like, it's easy.
Fresh ingredients, yeah. and then they have like exactly how much you want, you need for the recipe, and then exactly what to do with it. Mm-hmm. They send it look like a picture.
Everything, yeah. And then they send you like this little piece of paper that shows you how to do it and what it's supposed to look like in case you get confused as to what it's supposed to look like at the end. And it's also super flexible. You can add extra meals to your weekly order, change delivery days. They have vegan and they have family style.
Yeah, they have all kinds of different mm-hmm. diets and everything.
Different family sizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a bunch of 5-star recipes. It has more 5-star recipes than any other meal kit. I've tried other ones and they're kind of so this one's kind of nice.
Yeah, I agree.
True.
Yeah. And so for a limited time only, you get 9 free meals with HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/BTCH9 and enter BTCH9. Again, for a limited time only, get 9 free meals with wow. HelloFresh mm-hmm. at HelloFresh.com/BTCH9 and enter BTCH9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And
so tell us Jess, about your
tell
family.
Us about your life.
So this year, I am single, and I've been in California. No, I'm actually happy about being single, but now that the holidays are coming around, I'm like kind of getting sad again.
No.
Not too sad, but just enough to like notice it. Mm-hmm. So usually for the last like 4 years, I've gone to my ex's family's house for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they have a whole family and they have the kids and everything. Theirs is a lot different though. It's not traditional at all because number one, they're Japanese, like pretty Japanese. Mm-hmm. And then number two, they are like pescatarian. So
samurai sword fights.
Yeah,
and then sushi
it's super, it's like super Asian. So I haven't really had the traditional thing in a while anyway. So like, that's totally fine. But I'm not going to have probably any Thanksgiving this year unless someone is having a Friendsgiving.
Want to come to Vegas?
Hmm?
Maybe. Go to Vegas.
Oh yeah, maybe. You should go to Vegas.
Maybe. Like, for real.
I'm you, trying to figure out what I'm going to do because I'm just like, is anyone having a Friendsgiving?
Hey, you're but at least you're set for Christmas, girl.
You're going to be gone.
You're coming. I told you, you're coming with us.
Where?
So the Chan clan's coming from Texas and we're
oh, well,
just,
if they're coming here, yeah. Yeah, I just yeah. don't want to fly anywhere.
No, you're not like, flying no,
I'm
not anywhere. Gonna, yeah. I'm saying you're going to okay. be at our house.
Okay, cool. That's
you're not
cool,
going to yeah. be alone for Christmas.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, but so, yeah, I was thinking about just doing like a lot of self-care stuff during the holidays and, you know, a lot of spa days and...
Bro, I'll be back
a lot of running and a lot of something.
No, not running.
Okay.
You lost, Gina.
I'm pull
she's
that
like,
oh, I'll
be here. I'm not going to be here.
That invite is now moot. Yeah, we're not going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to fly back on the 28th. We can go to Wee Spa and just dick around in there.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so jealous. Some people might be wondering why I'm not just going to go home, but also my dad works offshore, so he works on an oil rig, and he this year he's scheduled to work during the holidays. Oh. But luckily he gets paid like 3 times his normal day rate or something for working the holidays, so he's like, yeah, I'm going to go to work, because like there's no small children or anything, and it's just like me and him, and I mean there's some other family, but usually it's kind of like it doesn't really matter. If he can get more money, he's going to take that opportunity.
How about your brother?
My brother's all the way on the East Coast. and he's probably going to go to other family that we have in Ohio. So it's just like so much distant family. Mm-hmm. Like our family is just so spread out that there's really nowhere for me to go. I mean, I could, if I really wanted to like fly to Dallas and see a couple aunts or something, but it's just all disjointed, you know?
Yeah.
So I would rather just stay in LA and figure something out.
But is it the same for, well, Christmas, I guess you're going to be with Tiff.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you better.
Yeah.
I normally try,
like a lot of times, like growing up, because my dad's worked offshore for so long, we've had to do the holidays not on the holidays because a lot of times he is gone during holidays. So we're used to just having Thanksgiving or Christmas, like whatever day he's home. So it's not that different for me to like be able to just get through Christmas Day. Like when it's not there, because I've been home alone while he's at work, like on Christmas Day. But then when he comes back, we would have Christmas or whatever. But if there was any traditions we had, we would watch the Cowboys game together.
Nice.
And we always, because I guess the Cowboys for some reason always
they
play.
They always play on Thanksgiving. Yeah.
I don't know why, but I feel like, and they always play like a pretty crappy team
yeah.
on Thanksgiving so that they could win. like, funny. I don't know, the Dolphins or whoever sucks.
Yeah, the Dolphins really suck.
Yeah. So We always watch that. And then he makes me the, like, so my dad's a chef and he actually really enjoys cooking, like, really out like that's crazy tight. Meals, but I always request like the little kids version. So like I want the
PB&J.
No, I want the
crust cut off.
I'm talking about like the cheap shitty stuff. So like the stovetop stuffing from a box. He's like,
oh god, no. You're Steve are the same.
Yeah.
God, Steve loves the trashiest foods.
And then the same thing, the cranberry sauce, yeah. And then like, you know, mashed potatoes, whatever, like whatever the stuff, but like the cheap, shitty, like Walmart version of
That's
it. And I don't know why. I think it just reminds me of my childhood because when we were really poor, that was our Thanksgiving. Mm. But he wants to make all these like really nice, like homemade things. And I'm like, no, I want the cheap stuff. Aww. It reminds me of being 6 years old.
I think nostalgia is a huge part of holidays. And that's why like when traditions get broken or like something changes, it like
people get divorced.
Hurts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Speaking of sad things.
Go for
who's,
it.
Who's the embarrassing one in your family? I want to hear about that person. Like, there's always a drunken uncle.
Okay, I have a
You're
going to
be that for somebody.
Oh, dude,
I think so.
I want to be that drunken aunt that shows up with a new boyfriend every year.
Yeah.
But, like, I just traveled the world. I come back with the dopest souvenirs. And this dude's, like, 20 years younger than me. And I'm just
that's
like,
not embarrassing. That's cool.
That's true. That I have, cool. like, a fur shawl. Like, oh, why is Auntie Gina always with a new man? And then you guys are going to be like, just look away.
Is there, like, a... Okay, not a, okay. You know, not an embarrassing person.
I have one.
Oh,
no! I just have a cousin. She's like kind of crazy. And when Joe, I keep bringing him up. Sorry. Last time I brought him to our family like holiday thing, like he met her for the first time, and I thought it was really funny because she showed up kind of late and drunk, and she had like her teeth are just stained with like wine, and she's just like all up in everyone's face, you know, like just that.
God.
And like she's the only one in the family like that, so it really stands out like a sore thumb because everyone's all like kind of prim and proper, and you know, my aunt's kind of like a 1950s like diner wife and stuff, and so this cute. Lady to come in all sloshing.
Is that her daughter?
It's her sister's daughter. So the drunk one, her mom passed away a while back. But then that's really embarrassing. So we have that lady. Everyone loves her though, but she's definitely not, she doesn't have it together.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like my whole mom's side of the family is that person.
Yeah.
Cause we're like, Chinese and Vietnamese on that side. So everyone comes with a complimentary bottle of Hennessy.
Oh my God.
Like, every wedding we've ever been to, like if one of us gets married, someone throws up.
Wow. And like, oh my
god! I would come home from the wedding and like the uncles and aunts are just passed out on the couch because all the kids are grown now. They can do whatever the fuck they want, you know? So like one aunt threw up on the table, the other uncle's like halfway asleep on the couch. My mom is like just like passed out in the bunk bed. It's the most like Asian family in the whole entire world.
Wow. That's how I feel about my family too. The Filipino side for sure. Like all the in-laws get like super quiet. All the Filipinos are loud as fuck. They call me the quiet one. Like
I'm the calm
real
one.
Loud.
Yeah,
right.
It's weird,
isn't it weird?
Yeah,
because I'm like
that explains a lot from you too.
Right?
It explains
you
a lot.
You have to be loud to be heard or like seen and like noticed.
And it's a house full, like my house is a house full of females. There's like seven aunts and all of them had girls. Like. They were at my birthday party, and then this is how quiet and like how they don't know about me. I took a shot with you guys or something, and then my cousin came over. She's like, "You've been telling us for years that you're allergic to alcohol." And I was like, "Oh,
you got caught, girl."
So I'm the calm one in the family, which is really weird. So,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're all, do they all like fight for like the center of attention? Because they are all hams in my family. They're all just trying to outdo each other. And they just think that being louder is like better.
The aunts, some of the aunts, yeah.
Yeah.
Like definitely my mom, Aunt Stephanie. Yeah, those two. Those two.
And then on my white side, it's equally as loud. Mm-hmm. And everybody is more, this is where I get like the roasty side from. Like everyone's just like sarcastic roast, mm-hmm. roast. And it's like fun because everyone's laughing and like everyone's trying to one up the roast. And so it becomes, it's like really fun. But then I come out of that and then into a friend circle. I'm like, huh? And like, I love you. Yeah. I love you, you fucking whore. You know? And people are like, whoa, that's excessive. I'm like, oh no, I'm just trying to tell you how much I love you.
Aw, so cute.
Yeah.
No, my family is, so I do have one uncle that it's on my mom's side. And anytime he comes around, we already know we gotta hide all our shit because he steals from us, dude.
You're the klepto uncle.
Yeah,
I wouldn't like that.
It's fucked up because he stole like wallets and cell phones.
Oh, shit.
From my grandpa, like when we were at my grandpa's funeral.
Oh my god!
Who the hell does that? Yeah, so he's like a shitty person.
Disinvited to everything.
Okay. So many years, like he would not come around the family. But then I guess because my mom's side there's 10 kids. And so he's one of them. And so I guess like other siblings, they kind of felt like, oh, we should connect with our brother kind of thing. And so he'd come around and then like, for example, my grandpa's funeral, like obviously he's going to be there. But yeah, we hate that guy. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And
when
I'm like,
you said
that sucks.
At first, I was like, oh, I have an aunt like that. But hers is more like if there's like a piece of jewelry, she'll be like, what's this? Do you need this?
Oh my god!
I think this is mine now.
Oh wow! Give me that shit back! Yeah. I swear to God, I'll put a boot in your face. Merry Christmas, bitch!
Like, I'll come home and like shoes are gone. Like she just like steals like my clothes.
What the hell?
She like just thinks she likes cute things. She'll steal my sunglasses. Yeah.
I mean that sounds cute, but it'd still be annoying. But this dude, it's like nah, fuck off. Like yeah, you're not family.
Like cell phones,
he pickpockets you guys.
Yeah,
that's wild.
He broke into the cars. Like you know,
what?
Yeah.
What? Oh my god.
Yeah. It's like that.
Jesus.
No, I mean, he's shady as hell. And then he pretended to not know anything. So he was like helping us look for who stole these things. And then because like, I think this is why I have such a high tolerance for like people in my life, because there have been a lot of people in my life that I just put up with their shit for so long. And it gets to the point where I'm like, I've reached my breaking point. Fuck off forever. You're not a part of my life anymore. And so, yeah, like finding that out. Because we all wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, and he was like helping us and stuff, and then eventually, like he ended up leaving all of our credit cards and stuff in the church where we went for my grandpa's funeral. It was ugly, but eventually we're like, we're never ever ever inviting you to anything ever again.
Does he have wife or kid or anything?
So he was married before, and his two kids, like I freaking love them. They're one of my favorite cousins, and But yeah, like he doesn't, I don't know, man. He's the kind of guy that has kids and leaves them.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I'm that bitch. Like if he walks into the house, be like, hey, Uncle Ramon, you're here to steal again? Let's just see what happens.
The family needs people like you.
Yeah.
True. Right?
I have an uncle, someone like that too. Like he's always been like those super, he owns he's a mechanic or whatever. He's the type that would fuck you over just to make more money off of you.
Mm. Oh my God, he's a mechanic, and he did that to our family too.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
God.
See, mechanics, man. Yeah.
But then on the
other
hand,
not all mechanics.
Yeah, not all mechanics. I actually have a mechanic on the other family that's also,
but not a good track record.
I know, but so he's that, and then his son grew up to be like that too. Like his son used to only come around during the first of the month to see grandma so he can get money from her social security check.
Oh shit.
To the point where like, yo, fuck off, dude. Like nobody likes you, and they were just never invited ever again.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. See, people like that, like
your own family.
Like I know a lot of people will disagree, but I'm the type of person that no matter if we're connected through blood, if you're toxic, you're out of my fucking life, and you have no room in my nice little happy bubble. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't give a shit that you're a family member. Like, you're out of here. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not putting up with your shit.
Oh, see, yeah. I think that's what's hard for me is that growing up, like, I was raised really, like, family first and family's everything. And even if you have a problem with somebody, like, you work it out because, like, you are always going to need each other and have each other, and you're gonna want that support there and blah blah blah.
And see, that's the part of me that I do put up with a lot, because that's like initially that's what's driving me to like try to connect with this person, try to understand the good in them, but it gets to the point where I reach my threshold and I'm like, that's it.
Yeah,
you're done.
So there's some like kind of family drama going on right now, and I don't know, like I can't like be like, you're cut out, because it's kind of like I was instilled with these certain values and like, you know, work it out no matter what. But then there's this other stuff going on. So, it's been interesting. Like growing up and being an adult is weird, because then you got to like set your own boundaries and rules and stuff. And you're like, oh, okay, I kind of have to undo some of the stuff that was ingrained in me that I never questioned before. Mm-hmm.
It's really hard for Asian families too, because it's like, it's always like mom and dad is always first and they're always right. Head of the house, you're loyal to your family and that's it, you know? Or like you listen, or like no matter what, that's your parents, or no matter what, that's your family.
So, but it's hard growing up, like you said, in a culture where it's different. Like, hey, you cut out the toxic people. You don't really know exactly. Like, my dad and I are going through that right now. We have a family member on his side that's like, yo, you need to cut him off. But my dad's just like so, like, fiercely loyal.
Yeah.
That it's hard for him to. And I'm like, yo, dude, like, look what he's done to our family. But he can't do it.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of like your dad, because I think most of my family is the same, like, cut him out if they're no good. Most of my family is all, like, on my dad's side, especially is the main side that I'm used to. I don't know. I'm not super close with my mom's side, but everyone on my dad's side is, like, super kind of prim and proper, besides the one drunk, you know, cousin auntie. And then so when my mom, because my mom's always been the black sheep of our family, and she's passed away now, but so I was the one, as her daughter, I was always like trying to reach out, trying to keep her, like trying to bring her to Thanksgivings, trying to bring her to Christmases. My dad would be like, okay, I guess, like, they've been divorced for 30 years or whatever, but like everyone in the family will not talk to her. Like, no one is going to have anything to do with her. But I still, I'm just like, but it's Thanksgiving, you know, like, even though, yeah. So it's like really hard, even being raised in a family where it's like, cut them out.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that's like, no, but I have to, you know, like, it's weird how like I still got that, even though no one else in the family, everyone else in the family just completely shut her out immediately.
Yeah. I'm like that. Like, I cut people off pretty, not easily, but it's like when I see that it's detrimental to our family, I'm like, no, I don't really want you around.
Yeah.
And it's hard because sometimes that is my mother, my birth mother. And we've gone through shit where I'm just like, dude, what the fuck, you know? And my dad, even though they've been divorced for like, Jesus Christ, like 30, 40 something years, he tells me, like, you know, that's your mom, you have to be nice. So I'm just very, like, very limited.
It's so crazy. We're like the opposite. Yeah. Because my dad would be like, fuck that bitch. I'll fucking set her on fire and throw her in a dumpster, you know? And I'm just like, but she needs to go somewhere for Thanksgiving dinner.
He has such a good heart, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Please don't set her on fire and put her in the dumpster, I mean, Daddy.
She was set on fire in the end.
Oh, Jess.
That got dark.
Oh,
too soon. Came out of Jess.
Took a second, and now I'm sad.
But you know what? What actually wound up happening was really nice, was that after she was cremated, they sent the remains to my dad's house, and my dad held him there for a long time, even though he didn't want to. And then he actually took her on a 3-hour trip to the beach, and then he paddled out with his brother and let her free in the water. Cute. So in the end, he still did the right thing.
Oh, I like
that's good. That's really sweet. Yeah.
That is so sweet.
Aw. Well, that ended a lot.
Yeah.
Fire to water.
That's really nice. I had to come back with it a little bit. Yeah.
That was really nice.
My dad's a nice guy. He is.
Because for me, like, I never grew up with my parents. So it's easier for me to kind of cut them off. Like, how we're going to cut to this ad right now. Yeah.
Cut off that thought.
Thanks, girl.
What do we got today?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to share with you guys our next sponsor. So, Honey.
What's up?
Have you guys heard of Honey? Honey?
Call it whatever you want.
Honey is
a... dinner first.
So, Honey is a free browser and... browser extension. Thank you. I can't enunciate. So this extension automatically finds the best promo codes for you whenever you're shopping online. So with the holidays coming up right now, this is a lifesaver. I actually recently used Honey. So I have the extension and I actually used it to book my Bora Bora trip.
Oh.
And it gave me some nice savings because it actually filters through all these different types of promo codes. And it even has... it works with like the best deals on over 20,000 sites such as Amazon, eBay, J.Crew, Sephora, Expedia, ooh, which is where I booked my stuff. And so it's pretty cool. So I honestly use this every single time that I go shopping online because I have saved some serious cash and I love it. So if you're buying gifts this holiday season, then you need Honey. If you're not, you probably know someone who is. So do them a solid and tell them about Honey. Ooh. Honey can help make sure that you're getting the best price for whatever you're buying. It's free to use and installs in just 2 clicks. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/BTCH. That's joinhoney.com/BTCH and start saving some monies.
Ooh. Thanks, honey.
You know what else we want this
speaking of honey
season? Yes.
Boy, let me tell you about an app called Hinge. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have you had any successful hinges?
Everyone came to me like, Gina, here, you read the Hinge ad because you have experience. I'm like, you dicks.
Yep.
So Hinge is a dating app.
And so I like dabbled on dating apps, and I never really like went on a date because I'm like, this feels weird. Yeah. You know, it doesn't feel personal. Like, so I like Hinge because it feels more like the demographic is a lot more adult and mm-hmm. less hookup-y. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? So it's like, if I go on other apps, like, hey, my dick's out. Blah, blah, you know, I'm like,
it's like a waste of time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But then on Hinge, it's like, there's these questions that they fill out, like a really quick question, like, oh, what is dating you like? Or what should you what do you not like that, you know, why you should not swipe on me? And it shows their age, their height, and what they do for a living. And you can, like, link your Instagram. And it just felt less hookup-y.
Yeah.
You know? And less, like, seedy. It just felt more adult. And
I love how their motto is actually designed to be deleted. Mm-hmm. And you had it deleted.
Yeah, you did.
Why is that, Gina?
So, allegedly. Okay, look, listen. You guys don't know anything about my dating life because I don't talk about it. And when I do, I always change the dates so nobody knows when anything happened. So, about 16 years ago, right? I went on a Hinge date.
No one needs to know the real, real.
No one needs to know the real, you know? So, I actually met someone on Hinge. I honestly kind of get on there, and if I think someone's attractive, I'll talk to them a little bit, and then I just kind of disappear because I'm not about it. But then this one, we actually ended up talking like on the app for like 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was just like, all right, you're kind of cool.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, and then we set up a date for the next day.
Ooh, wow.
Long story short, we did delete the app together. Ooh, and
that is so cute together.
That's really cute. Is it like a ceremonious moment where you both did it?
You know you like it. You know you like God. It. Don't try to act hard.
Whatever. But it was cool. Like it was just like it really. And I saw like when I deleted it and I signed on, it said I saw the app thing. It says designed to be deleted. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's pretty good. That's
pretty good. I think that's great because it's like it's not meant for hooking up. So when you went on the date, what was the quality of the date? Like, was it like exactly how you guys had talked? Because I'd been on a dating app before, and the guy that I met was not the guy I was talking to. He talked nothing like how he messaged.
Catfished.
Yeah.
So there was two.
On Hinge, on a different app.
So I've been on like maybe like two dates. You know, the one that we ended up talking for like 6 hours. We actually went on our first date, and stayed and talked for like another 5 hours until like they actually had to kick us out. So that was awesome. Wow. Like, it worked out great. And then
that's so cute.
After that, and then, but there was another guy too, but it's like, oh my God, it was pretty awful. I don't want to talk about that
one. Okay.
Let's talk about that one next time.
You found the one that got you to delete the app.
Yeah. I got the one that deleted the app.
Yeah.
That's
what matters.
But so, you know, this was 16 years ago, so who remembers?
Yeah, who knows?
It's probably the same today, though, so check it out.
Download the Hinge app today.
All right. To bring it back to a positive note from our last topic, I wanted to know if you guys have any, like, new traditions that you started because, you know, Tiff, you're married now.
Yeah.
Steve and I have started doing our own new traditions. And I think it's kind of fun because it's like you lose this bit of your childhood and you're like, oh, no, we're not doing that tradition anymore. But then you find this, like, new thing to replace it with.
Yeah, that's a good question because coming into this conversation, I started thinking about it and I'm like, you know what? I never realized that I did grow up with certain traditions, especially like Mexican traditions during Christmas and during
tamales.
New Year's. Yes.
You paint your faces in skulls.
No, girl, we don't do that. No, I didn't even know about the, like, I mean, I knew about Dia de los Muertos, but my family never did the whole tradition of like doing the
ofrendas?
The ofrendas, none of that. So when I saw Coco, I was pissed. I was like, why didn't you guys share this part of my culture with me? But no, like for Christmas, actually for the entire month of December, so like my stepdad's family, they'd be the ones that would really incorporate these traditions in my childhood. So they would make tamales. I would actually sit there with my grandma, well, my stepdad's mom that I call grandma, and we'd be making the tamales, like putting it on the, like, the corn thing.
The maize?
The husk? Yeah, the corn husk. And again, like they would be teaching me like how to make the maíz and all that stuff. And then she would also make pozole but she would make so much food that it would literally last us the entire month of December. So Whoa. for every meal we had pozole and tamales.
Was
like,
it
for
like
breakfast.
A month old? Like, so it started on
they
December 1.
They put it in the freezer.
Frozen,
yeah,
right?
They, yeah.
Freeze, okay. So she wasn't like making it again throughout the month. Like you were eating the same pozole from December 1st.
Well, like it'd be
all
frozen,
way.
Yeah.
Oh my yeah, God. Yeah, one of my aunts is Mexican. And on the New Year's party, it was like a Christmas Eve party. It was a potluck. And so she would bring shit tons of tamales and we would take them home and they would last in the
yeah,
freezer
they
like,
last
for the next few weeks.
That's definitely a part of my childhood that I didn't realize I really missed. Aww. Like now in my adulthood, like I don't eat tamales or pozole.
You and need so to do it.
I'm like, dude.
You need a girl. You need another girl in your family. Yeah. You need to have a girl.
You know what?
Thanks,
we should, Hina. We should make tamales together.
We should
have tamale party. Oh,
that's yeah. so cute.
My dad knows how to make tamales. Ooh,
I know. Yeah, I forgot. No, but yeah, like I think about these things about my childhood and then it makes me realize like, oh my gosh, I'm really failing Isaac because I don't have any traditions that we have in our household because like I said, every year Christmas sneaks up on me and I'm just like, what the hell? It's already like Christmas is tomorrow.
But you
there's
guys
no
do
decorations.
The tree.
No, so we can't even do the tree because our stupid cats see it as one gigantic like cat post.
But don't you go to like Mama Chan, Papa Chan's house?
Yeah, our cats always tear down our tree in our house.
It's a tradition.
Yeah, yeah
that's a tradition.
So we're a horizontal Christmas tree.
Yeah. Eventually. We take what we can.
No, girl, that's why I don't even set up a tree in our house anymore. But yeah, usually for Christmas, we will spend with Chan Clan in Dallas. And so yeah. Casey's mom, she does set up like the entire decorations for the house. So whenever we do spend Christmas over there, that's when we do get to enjoy yeah. Christmas decorations. But in our own home,
yeah.
I don't put up decorations unless I have to like film a Christmas theme video.
Oh
then
my
that's
God.
When,
brand
yeah,
deal.
It's like literally like, that's the thing how did this happen? Get... Like, yeah. How did I let this happen where it's like, I won't do it on my own, but if like I have to, then that's when I'll end up doing it. But even then, like the freaking cats take down all the decorations. Like they go crazy.
The cats gotta go. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Cats, put them in a different
cats
room.
Gotta go.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean,
or you know what? If you tie a tube sock around their stomach, they think they're frozen.
What?
What? Yeah. I'm doing this the moment I get home.
I need to do
that's
that.
Hilarious.
A long sock. They're frozen.
Dude. So she's going to have paralyzed cats for a whole month of December.
They're just standing there. Yeah.
Oh my God. You bring them food.
Yeah. They just pee right there, too. You have to like pick them up and put them in the litter box.
Dude, I was streaming yesterday. My camera was on. I was like, be right. I got to go to
the
bathroom.
Oh my God, I saw that.
And then, what happened? So I went to the bathroom. And then I come back, I didn't see this later. They clipped that part. I come back, my cat is on the table. So what happened was, I went to the bathroom, and then my cat hops on, and like right next to the microphone, he goes, meow. and then my viewers, like one
he's
of my
a streamer.
Exactly. And then one of the moderators was like, wait, was that Nibbler?
Yeah.
And then you just see the stupid fat ass just like grabbing a bag of chips.
Yeah.
And then I come in, and I'm screaming like, no, get away from the chips. And then I lift him up and he's like still like the bag of chips.
Oh my God, how cute.
You wouldn't let go.
Yeah, and then I was shaking you. I'm like, give me back the chips.
You have a sidekick on your stream. That's so fucking cute.
That's adorable.
I hate that cat so much.
I hate him too. He's too fucking cute.
Too cute. And everyone's just cracking up because they just see me just like grab his bag and his cat smell.
Welcome to the cat lady clan.
It's so ridiculous.
Oh,
I'm outnumbered over here with
the dog. You gotta get a cat.
Yeah. I'm not getting a cat. I had cats when I was
well,
a
Sophie
kid.
Acts kind of like a cat.
Sophie, yeah. Sophie's the closest thing to a cat I'll ever have.
My cat acts like a dog.
My cats do too sometimes.
So Steve and I have a couple traditions. Well, one was started before Steve. We have a cookie party that's with my high school friends.
Oh, cute.
And it started because, like, I used to make cookies all the time with my family, and then we stopped making them because, like, my mom was like, oh, they're not kids anymore. But I missed that so much. Yeah. So my friends and I would take one – it was just two. I only had two friends in high school. we would take a random day in December, and we would ditch school, and we would go to my house – and
what?
We would just make sugar cookies.
Oh,
with
cute.
It has to be the Pillsbury dough, and it has to
oh
be like with the sugar icing, the homemade icing.
You just like I remember doing that now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Aww. Yeah.
And like
same
one
shit.
Person will be on frosting duty, yeah. where they're like mixing in the colors, and
cute. With like a shit ton of food coloring, right?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you put like half a fucking bottle of food coloring.
Yeah, into exactly.
To get it the right color.
And so that's how it started when we were like 15, and we would do like a little gift exchange and stuff. And then as we became adults, we added alcohol to the mix. The party started being at night. Mm-hmm. It started like my parents joined in, and they would like make drinks. And yeah, and then like more people got added, and we would like just keep doing our gift exchange and stuff. And then Steve and I have one where we make mold wine. Well, I make the mold wine.
What is that?
What is that? That sounds
disgusting. Oh my motherfucking God. You need to try it. It's so good.
It's
it
moldy?
Tastes like, no, it's mold.
Mold.
M-U-L-L-E-D.
Oh. Not mold. Oh.
Mold
I heard
wine.
Mold. It's mold all
it's like a German thing, maybe? Oh. I think it's a German thing.
Okay. What is it?
It's basically, it's red wine, apple cider.
Ooh.
It's heated. And then there's like cinnamon sticks and brandy.
Okay. Oh, sounds good. I'm down
it's
with that.
It's so fucking good. It tastes like Christmas.
You should make it for your holiday party.
Yes, I will.
Are you having a holiday party?
Yes, on the 20th. You're invited.
Woo!
Everyone's invited. You're invited.
I can't wait.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. So then we make the mold wine, and it, like, sneaks up on you. It's like a jello shot where you're like, those are delicious, and then you're fucking wasted.
Nice. So nice.
Then we decorate the tree, and we have the Grinch playing in the background while we, like,
the movie.
And you just cycle it, like, five times.
Yeah. Why is it just the Grinch? Cute.
We just like the Grinch, Tiff, okay?
Is it the one with Jim Carrey?
No, the cartoon.
Oh, the cartoon.
It's, like, 45 minutes long, so you have to, like, keep recycling. It.
So I got thrusted into the white family.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. So I've never had they just tossed me into the snow. So I mean, my parents have been my stepmom and my dad have been married, and then I started spending more Christmases with them around like five, 6 years ago. And I remember the first year, my stepmom, Jennifer, hi, I love you, Mom.
What's up, Jennifer?
She's like, you ready for a white family? Because we're like super white. Like
a white Christmas.
Like, yeah. Yeah, like a super white Christmas. So what we do is we open our presents at home. And then we drive out to like 2 or 3 hours away from where mom and dad live. This is in Missouri. So it's like, it's already cold as shit. And then we meet up what do you call those places? Like a community center? Like it's like a cute little community
that is
center.
White.
Yeah, and then they rent out and they decorate, and then we have like chili,
okay,
and like long tables. Like it's the whitest thing
wow,
ever.
Wow,
and
then,
like, cookies,
certified
and, like,
white.
Yeah, and, like pigs in a blanket. And this town has like a population of 6.5 or something.
Oh my god,
like it's insane. And then so we meet up there, and then we go over to her dad's side of the family, and it's like a cute like one of those big ass mobile home thingies.
A trailer?
I think trailers.
Mobile home?
Yeah, they're mobile homes, right?
An RV?
Bigger.
Oh, like a mobile.
A double wide?
Yeah, like they're insanely comfy. There's like 4 bedrooms in that
building. Oh yeah, the ones were like the kind of like made their own foundation.
They're just like prefabricated houses.
I grew up in one of those.
Yeah, she's dope. I kind of want one. And then like I sat in a Lazy Boy chair for the first time.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Do the walls have wood paneling?
Yeah.
Paneling.
Yeah. And we have like cider and stuff and like then pudding.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, grandpa's falling asleep on the couch.
That sounds like my Ohio family that I barely see, but yeah.
It's so
these are all like Ohio, Missouri.
Yeah, those sound like the corn white people, yeah.
And then my grandpa's like, you want to see the gun that I use in the Korean War? I'm like, yeah, we're going to do that. Absolutely.
That's awkward.
Oh my God. Like, it's awesome. It's so much fun. And then like we do like a white elephant gift exchange, and I think like
it's
someone
very
got,
white.
Someone got like a pocket knife.
Oh my God.
But it's like the sweet. Okay, so here's the thing that I noticed about my family. So my dad's side of the family, I don't really speak to them anymore. We kind of left off on bad whatever. And they were like so prim and proper and doctors and engineers and like super religious. But like for the most part, like half of them were kind of shitty people and I hated them. And I left that side of the family when I was 14. And we grew up pretty like well off, you know, like we had like multiple cars, big ass house, whatever. And I hated them. Mm-hmm. And then like coming to my stepmom's side of the family, I was like, dude, like, this is dope. Like, I love them and they love me. Like, the first time they met me, they're like, Gina, we got you a candy bar. And like, this and that. And I was like, oh,
you were
thanks. Like,
cute.
It was so sweet. And like they're not, you know, the wealthiest, but it was, they're
wealthy in love.
In love. Yeah for sure. Like, if they, like, even if, like, grandpa, like, he doesn't, like, extravagant gifts, there's no extravagant gifts. He gives us candy bars. And I love that candy bar more than anything I've ever gotten for Christmas my whole life, you know?
Aww.
And I was like, this is what, like, even my dad, you know, stepped aside, you know, and we were talking in Vietnamese, and he goes, yeah, like, you know, they
their life is different than ours, but they're so filled with love and I love them. And my, this is my dad saying this, you know what I mean?
Your dad's such a G, but he was like breaking it down.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
It was really sweet. Yeah. Like, these are like good people, you know? Shout out to Aunt Cassie. She's the one that I want to get into bar fights with. I love you, Aunt Cassie.
I feel like my white side's just like that. Well, actually, both sides are pretty much like that. They're like filled with love and not a lot of like money involved, but like we'll do stockings and everything's like from CVS, like little like lip glosses and stuff like that. But it's like just the feeling of opening presents and that you thought of someone, and it's just really cute. However, on Christmas Eve, we play board games, and if you want to know how that side plays board games, watch any JK Party episode that I am on and then multiply it by 20.
Wow.
That is what my family plays board games like.
How cute.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm coming over.
And they get and add wine to the mix. Lots of wine.
It's so cute. Yeah, I'm that made me over. Think the family... Because I'm not super, super close to, like, I have so many, I'm Mexican, man. I have a lot of family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the family that lives in Mexico, so, like, my half-sisters, like, my dad's out there, my grandma, everyone's out there. And the few times that I have had the opportunity to spend Christmas with them, it's an entire month of, like, party after party after party. They're called posadas. So in
the parties are called posadas.
Yeah, the parties are called posadas.
Like
a
food.
Yeah, it does. So it's
like a posada party.
No, it's literally like that. So people throw these posadas where they just have a shit ton of food, and everyone goes and just has a blast and eats a ton of food, and then the next morning they're called the recalentadas, where it's like reheated food. So then people come over again, and then there's another party because they're eating the reheated food.
Leftover party.
Yeah,
gains weight for sure.
Dude, yeah.
You're going to get fat in December, otherwise you're not a part of the family, obviously.
Pretty much, yeah. And so, like, I remember that, like, those Christmases growing up where I'm like, oh, my God, the posadas are so good. And then, I was a kid, and they're really liberal with, like, if there's alcohol around. And so sometimes I'd be, like, sneaking beers, and I'm like,
God.
Yeah. Dude, I was 13. Oh, my God, it was a Christmas that I spent out there, and my sister and I got so wasted.
Oh my God.
So
what
wasted.
What
it was tequila.
Oh and my God.
No.
I thought it would be a Corona or something.
Nah, girl. Straight up we tequila. Drank half of a bottle of this like quinceañera recuerdo tequila. And so it was
how did you not die?
Yeah. Seriously.
I'm surprised I didn't die, because the next morning I had a flight, and then It was a mess. It was so crazy. And so my uncle, because I kept throwing up, I had a hangover.
Oh my God.
As he was driving me to the airport, and I literally had vomit on my jacket.
Oh, God.
Oh, this 13-year-old kid.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I don't even know how you drank that, too, because, like, ugh. I remember we had, like, some cool aunts and uncles that would be like, here's a beer, you know, and I was, like, 14. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, cool. And I tried to drink it.
It's so nasty.
Yeah.
So gross.
Disgusting. No, and I wouldn't get drunk because I couldn't drink
girl,
it.
Girl, I like to have fun. So, if my sister was like, here, girl, take a shot. Oh, because she had some of her guy friends come over.
Yeah.
And this is a little 13-year-old me. Like, hormones are starting to like get crazy. And I'm like, ooh, boys. Mm-hmm. And they're older.
Like, have your little half shirt on. And you're like choking
your
down
Tweety
tequila.
Bird shirt is tied up.
How'd you know, Tina?
I know.
Yeah. And then so, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, we're doing this. We're taking shots. All right. And I'm be like, okay, like, let's do it. But yeah, for many years after that, just maybe until recently, now I can actually drink tequila. But every time I even thought about tequila, I wanted to vomit.
Anytime you think about any alcohol, because you'll be like, does it taste like alcohol?
Yeah.
Is it sweet? Like, that's why I can't imagine you just like pounding
shots. Girl, because of that reason, that's why I'm so scared of alcohol tasting things. Yeah, I'm hella traumatized.
Oh,
but
man, that's good. Yeah. You don't need it.
Insane.
I know, but which actually reminds me, it's so cute. So you know how Bose's fan created these quizzes?
Oh yeah, Just a Bitch for Bose?
Yeah, shout outs to you, girl.
So cute.
Those quizzes were super cute. But then the first time I did that quiz, I ended up answering things that I would have answered for
myself.
Oh,
and the quiz is what Hey Bitch Girl are you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot to give context. Yeah. But so then I ended up doing all my answers and I got Bose and I was like, oh, interesting. I wonder what she thinks of me. And then one of the questions were like, well, how would you rather spend your Saturday night? And then the one that didn't sound like would be anyone else that said like spend it at the bar.
That's a Bose.
I put that.
So that's a Bose or a Nikki answer.
Yeah. So then I was just like, but it ended up being me at the end. So I'm like,
She got a little mixed up.
She got a little mixed up. That's so cute.
One of them was like naked with your cats in bed. And I was like,
that's that could totally be like any of us.
It would be me, but I don't like to be naked.
Yeah, it's totally Gina. Really? Yeah, that's 100% Gina question
for sure.
It was hard because one of the answers was being naked in bed with my cat or playing games. I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
This is a rough one.
Dude, I put playing games and ordering food or something, mm-hmm. but that was Bose.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That does make sense. It does make sense.
No, it was super cute though. I'm like, oh, that's so sweet.
The one that says Gino's like, oh yeah, you're independent, blah, blah, blah. You could be lazy sometimes, but you're still cool. I'm like,
that description was so funny.
Correct. Yeah. You're 100% right.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. Let us know in the comments what you're doing for your family traditions. I would love to hear some suggestions and ideas for new traditions and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear some weird traditions you guys have.
Yeah.
We're going to start.
And we're going to respond to them. Yeah. You better do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Strive to be the drunken aunt. I'm telling you that right now. It's a good strive.
I feel like I didn't strive too hard to do that. Much nailed it the first try. But yeah, subscribe. Also, check us out on the Instagrams. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Also, a special shout out to Honey, Hinge, Native, and
HelloFresh.
Yeah.
Check out the deals in the description and save some money.
Thanks for feeding us, saving us money, and getting us laid.
Yes.
And helping us smell good.
Oh, that's it. And smell good while getting laid.